Meghan and Harry throw weight behind child transgenderism NGO. By Peter Cattle on March 20, 2023. Wayward royals Harry and Meghan have partnered with an organization that, reports note, promotes childhood transgenderism. Harry and Meghan's Archewell charity has teamed up with the Global Boyhood Initiative, an NGO that has publicly backed teaching transgender ideology to children. The partnership is prominently displayed on the NGO's own website. The Global Boyhood Initiative, which aims to crush toxic manhood and stop parents from pushing gender roles on their children, is primarily backed by Equimundo, an NGO aimed at achieving gender equality worldwide. Equimundo in turn receives funding from both the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation as well as George Soros Open Society Foundation, as well as a variety of other corporations, NGOs and government organizations. As a report by the UK's Telegraph notes, the organization has pushed ideas wrapped up in transgender ideology, attacking parents for gendering before their birth, instead backing the idea that gender is not tied to sex organs, hormones or biological traits. It also criticizes parents for being factories of gender and heterosexuality, attacks the phrase boys will be boys as being problematic, and even describes brain-based, essential and natural gender differences as being popular pseudoscience. The organization is ultimately formulating an education plan it hopes will be rolled out in UK schools in the hopes of getting children to internalize new gender attitudes and norms. Such an education program appears to be in service of the group's end goal, which is described by the group's UK head as building a generation of boys who are not influenced by restrictive gender stereotypes. Such re-education plans have rubbed some the wrong way, with Conservative Party MP lashing out at the suggestion while speaking to The Telegraph. Attempting to re-educate small children for reasons of political activism is indoctrination and an abuse of the trust that children place in teachers and parents place in schools, she reportedly said. It is also concerning that the Global Boyhood Initiative says they have widened their net to include children of all genders, which suggests they hold to an extreme position on gender ideology, the politician added. While it is unclear whether Harry and Meghan support the project's aim of seeing such gender ideology taught in schools, their partnership with the program does certainly show they support its aim of fighting male gender stereotypes. In material published by both the Global Boyhood Initiative and Archewell, both groups advocate for men to be a good ally to women, as well as reflect on their power and privilege as a man. The two groups also instruct men to smash stereotypes while raising their own male children. Follow Peter Cattle on Twitter, at Peter_Cattle. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.